This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The Wake County District Attorney is asking for an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against former Raleigh City Council member Sage Martin. Martin resigned Friday after the News and Observer published their reporting on accusations of unwanted sexual advances from four different men. All of them are current or former North Carolina State University students where Martin worked. Keely Arthur is a reporter for WRAL. She spoke to one of Martin's accusers. Welcome, Keely.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. You spoke with Junie Cuevas, who so far is the only accuser who has spoken publicly. What did you hear from Junie Cuevas?
Yes, and I think Junie is the oldest of the alleged victims. He told me that he kind of felt a responsibility to come forward after learning that other people had similar experiences to him with Martin. So basically what happened, he claims that last summer, 2019, he and Martin had agreed to go on a date. Cuevas said that he was in a really vulnerable position in life. He had just gone through a really tough breakup. And so he agreed to get dinner with Martin. But when they met, Martin kind of said, you know what, I don't want to get dinner. Let's get drinks instead. Cuevas says he doesn't drink. Martin proceeded to get drunk, according to Cuevas. Where they were having drinks was in the same complex as where Martin lives. So after drinks, Martin said, I need to go upstairs to let my dogs out. They both went upstairs. And while they were in the elevator, Martin allegedly pushed Cuevas up against the wall, tried to kiss him. They made their way into the actual apartment. And after several advances from Martin and, many rebuffs from Cuevas, Cuevas tells me that Martin physically restrained him and forced him to have sex with him.
Did Junie file a police report at the time?
Junie did not. And the reason for that, he told me at the time, obviously there's so much shame that is around victims of sexual violence. And then in addition to that, Martin was running for council, Raleigh Council at the time. And Cuevas is a proud member of the LGBTQ community. Martin is part of that community as well. And Cuevas says that what he was really thinking at the time was that for the greater good, to have representation of the LGBTQ community in Raleigh, it would be more important for Martin to be on council rather than, come forth with these allegations. I think he's since kind of realized that's not truly how he feels, at least not now, but that's how he felt at the time.
And as you said before, he told you that he came forward now after learning about other survivors. So how do Junie's allegations fit the pattern from what others have reportedly said?
Well, the other allegations, the News and Observer spoke with the other accusers. I spoke with Cuevas only. And Cuevas, again, is the only person that is being named. In terms of a pattern, Cuevas was very vulnerable, like I said, at the time of this. And it seems that the other people were younger. One is allegedly 17 years old or was at the time of the incident. And they were all current or former NC State students. And Martin was a teaching assistant there a little over a year ago. So it does seem like he allegedly went after people who were in positions that were maybe lower than him at the time.
Right. What have we heard from city officials so far?
Well, the mayor, Marianne Baldwin, Mayor of Raleigh, she kind of broke the news that Sage Martin resigned, and that was Friday, kind of on the heels of the News and Observer report. She elaborated on that, saying that she was shocked by the allegations and that she commended the survivors for the courage to come forward. In speaking with NC State Police and RPD, there's no current criminal investigations. But we are learning that the Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman has asked the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation to review these allegations. And of course, a lot of that will hinge on whether or not the victims do want to speak to law enforcement. But I'm speaking with Lauren Freeman in about an hour to talk about kind of the timeline of that investigation.
And what have we heard from Sage Martin so far?
Nothing. I mean, at least as far as I know, in terms of a public anything. I mean, he has not said anything. He deleted his Twitter account. He and I had corresponded for stories earlier in the month that had nothing to do with this, and he was responsive via text, but he has gone silent. I've reached out to every other council member beyond Patrick Buffkin. Every other council member has not said a word.
And how will the city council fill his seat?
So they're having a special meeting today at 4 p.m. to start that process. These positions are 2 years. He assumed office in December, so this person would be a part of council for a long time. Council members get to make the decision. It basically just has to be a resident in District D where that vacancy is. Kay Crowder, a former council member who actually lost to Martin, has announced that she very much wants that spot.
All right, Keely, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Keely Arthur is a reporter for WRAL.